It proved far harder than he expected. The brigantines could not be everywhere at once. As soon as one causeway was repaired, the Aztecs destroyed it again. Every attempted raid was driven back. Clearly, there was only one solution, the annihilation of the city, destroying the houses and the streets one by one, using the rubble to fill the canals where the bridges had been. 4 weeks later, the southern half of the city was a pile of ruins, and the southern and western spearheads under Cortes and Alvarado, respectively, met in the great marketplace of Tlatelolco.
On the way, we passed through a small square, where there were wooden poles on which they had impaled the heads of many of our Spaniards whom they had killed and sacrificed during the recent battles. Their hair and beards had grown much longer than they were in life, which I would never have believed if I had not seen it.
Next to the marketplace was the great temple from which Cortes and Montezuma, with Bernal Diaz at their side, had looked down over the city.
We climbed to the top, set the shrines on fire, burnt the idols, and planted our banners there. Then we fought on the ground till nightfall.
When the Aztecs saw the eagles of Spain fluttering from their highest pyramid, they knew they had lost. Yet even now, young Cuauhtémoc refused to surrender. With his wife, who was Montezuma's daughter, and his court, he boarded a fleet of canoes with the intention of carrying on resistance from the mainland. And it was only after the fastest of the Spanish brigantines had overtaken him that he finally gave himself up.